Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Excuse me. Hi, my name is Robert Grove. I have signed up for Home Care. No problem. My main situation is I am terrible with computers and terrible with cell phones. The young lady by the name of, and I can't say it, so I'm going to spell it, V-A-L-E-R-I-A.
Valeria.
You know her, yes.
Yes.
She told me to, she's trying to help me get, and try to help me get a an app by HHA Exchange Caregiver.
Yes.
Yes. Here's my situation. She sent me an email and tried to get it. What happened was, I'm terrible at it, so a young lady at work helped me get the app. The app is asking for a access code.
I think you might have downloaded the HHA Exchange Plus.
Well, I don't know. She sent me the information. She sent me the email on it, but I can read you the email. But here's the thing. The young lady who at work, when she sent me, like I said, she got the app for me. Everything's fine, but the app is asking for a access code. Now, according to Valeria, I have the app should give me an access code, and then I can give it to her.
The access code is usually for the HHA Exchange Plus version, and we use HHA Exchange. So if you just did like a search, HHA Exchange, you might have downloaded the wrong one.
Uh-huh, that's what she said. Well, here's the thing. This is the unusual part. I was talking to my sister, because mm-hmm. she also knows how to, more. She's more savvy about cell phones than I am, and I was reading her the instructions, and one of the parts of the instructions it says do not go to the app store, and my sister said whoa, wait a minute, that's where you have to go to get an app always.
And so
then I took it. I went down to a Best Buy. They could help, I figured maybe they can help me out. And I was talking to the gentleman. I also showed him the instructions on. And he said, well, you know, that's not right. First of all, you shouldn't give your code to anybody. That's number one. And number two, you have to go to an app store in order to get the app.
Yeah, you have to get the app. Yeah,
he told me something which scared the daylights out of him. He said, it sounds like a scam.
That's how all agencies use the same app. And you have to, and it has to be linked to our agency. So when you sign up, but like I said, I think you have the wrong app. So can you just look at the app on your phone now and tell me if it says HHA Exchange Plus on it?
Well, hold on. I can get it. Just give me a moment.
All right.
Mom, can you do me a favor? Can you hand me the telephone? Give me the red thing. It's on the chair. Mom.
Where are you located, by the way?
Collingdale. Mom, wrong chair.
Let's see
chair
if I
where...
can't get someone out there to help you, too.
Well, here's the thing. Unfortunately, my work schedule is very unusual. That's the problem. Now, hold on. I've got the telephone right here in my hand. Hold on. Give me a moment.
Yep, of course.
It's an Android. It's one of those mobile Hello Moto things. It says Hello Moto thing to you.
I don't know what that means.
Well, it's powering up at this moment.
Okay.
I can go. The young lady at work actually had the app ready for me. It just that I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure that it's the right app.
Hello Moto.
Okay, there it goes. Just said Hello Moto, which means it should be ready in a moment. Okay, go up. Okay. Waiting. There it goes. Okay. Now the app is on here, and it has a little X with a dot on top of it and a dot on each side of it. And it's in a round circle.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm hitting the app. I'm hitting it. Nothing's happening. There it goes. Okay. Okay. Now once again we have the dot. Now it says.
It should say to log in, but you don't have any login info because you haven't created an account yet. So on the bottom, it should say, the exact wording.
Okay, here's what it says. It says HHA Exchange. Mm-hmm. And it has email. Of course, that was put in. The young lady at work put it in for me. She gave me a password. I have that. I can put that in if you like.
Okay, so do that, yeah.
Okay. So log in
like she did it for you.
Okay, so.
When after you log in, on the upper right-hand corner, there should be three dots or three heads, some people say. You're going to click on that.
Okay. All right, login. Okay, login. Why isn't logging in? Okay, hold on, hold on. Okay, it says, now, connect your account. Enter
right.
your activated code provided by the HHA Exchange via email or
okay.
text message. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, if you, on the upper right-hand side, is there three dots?
No, it has a question mark. It has a question mark. It has
so,
onboarding.
Oh, is it orange or something? Is there an orange, anything orange?
No,
it's
blue.
All right, let me see.
See, I mean, this is what's driving me crazy. It says, enter your activated code provided by your HHA via or email or text a message to your connect your account. Please contact your provider or employer if you do not have the activated code. And it has a square with activated code, and has, underneath there's a box. So what do I do?
I've never experienced that. Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can't get someone to help you. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay. So, yeah, when they say don't clicked on go to App Store, that's because you already were down, the app was already put in. So once you click go to App Store, it will redirect you out of that app to the business app. So that's what ended up happening.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you over to Nina, who's our office manager, and see if she can't help you, okay?
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
I just want to team over to our house.
Good morning, Family First. Nina speaking.
Oh, hi, Nina. This is Robert Grove. You came over to our house and helped us out once. My situation is this. I cannot get onto the app. Well, I'm on the app, but I cannot. The HHA Exchange app to give an access.
You downloaded the wrong app. You got to
right. That's what I've been told. That apparently it says right, a young lady. For instance, I'm not very computer savvy or phone savvy. So one of the young ladies at work, she put it on for me. And right now I'm up to connect your account, and it says enter your activated code provided by the HHA Exchange via.
You got the wrong app. You had the business app. You was redirected. You need to uninstall that so I can tell you how to install the correct one.
Well, that's the problem. I don't know how to do that. Should I get one of the young ladies at work to try to uninstall it for me?
Quick question. Mom has a landline, right?
Yes, she does.
You can actually use the landline to clock in and out. I'm going to text
you. That'd be great.
Should I text you or email you?
Email me. I don't know how this thing works with a text. Right. Okay, that'd be great. Oh, I see. That would be fantastic.
Let me just see. Email address is b9robot9@gmail.com.
Yes, yeah, it is.
I'm going to email you right now.
So I don't. Pardon me. I don't need this. This. Okay. So I don't need this.
So what you pretty much need to make sure is don't hang that phone up too fast when you clock out. You need to wait until you hear the operator prompt and say call registered, okay?
Call registered, okay.
If you don't hear her say call registered, that means you need to call back and repeat the process.
Got it. Hold on, let me see. Put it on my computer now.
1 second, I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay.
For this. Google Home can add information and capabilities for my responses.
Oops,
you can give the app a try.
Let me see. For your device. 1 second, I'm still looking for my template. EVV, here we go. All right, I am sending this to you now. Paste. And your PIN code number is... All right, 126126739.
Okay, I'm looking at my email right now, waiting for it. Still waiting. Ah, there you are. There you are. Okay. Great, great, great. Just got it. And it says, hold on. It says, Nina Knight, that's you. If your phone is dead, do not activate, or you need to clock in and out, please. Okay, now. Okay, landline. EVE is
mandatory.
What is EVV? What's EE?
That's electronic verification. So that's your clock ins and out. Okay.
And Family First Care, here's your phone number, code. Ah, there's a code, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out.
Mm-hmm.
Your personal PIN, okay, should I put...
Which would be the same PIN number, 126739.
Okay, 126, yes, okay, got it. That's the code. Okay, code and the PIN.
You will wait until a lady prompt and say duty ID, and you will need to press 00 pound for it to register.
Duty ID. Okay, that's great. Duty ID. Once you hear the call, once you hear call register, you can hang up. Okay, okay.
So, now just keep in mind that this is only for the registered landline. If you use another phone, it's going to flag the system and it's not going to work.
Have no fear. That's no problem. We will use the landline. No problem whatsoever. Great. That's great. So let me clock in. Press 2 to clock out your personal PIN. Then I put the – okay, after I press 2, I clock out. Then I put the personal PIN in, 126739. Oh, wait. Yes?
Yep.
Yes. And then, of course, then I actually say duty ID 00.
No, the lady's going to say enter your duty ID, and you will have to press 00 pound.
00 pound. Okay, got it, got it, got it. Great.
Okay.
Okay, well, then when do I start?
Today.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great because I'm home all day. All right, let me hang up, and I'll start and see what happens. And if worse comes to worse, I'll give you a call back if anything's wrong.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Make it easier.
Yep, you're welcome. You take care.
You have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.